Atypical Artist presents Look Up, created by Brigham Snow. This is episode 2, NGC 5139.
Look who decided to show.
You're here.
I'm here. Do you need help carrying that stuff?
No, I'm okay. I've got this stuff down to the
Emmett!
Science.
Emmett, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm usually not this clumsy.
Beach 3, Emmett 0?
What are you doing here?
Wasn't I invited?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I hoped you'd come, but I thought last night was gonna be it. I thought I'd probably just be here by myself.
Do you want me to go?
No.
Because I can
no.
I can go.
Obviously. Please stay.
Here, let me grab that.
Oh, thanks. Hi.
Hi.
How long have you been here?
Just 15 minutes.
Oh, sorry you had to wait. It's... Just as I was about to sneak out, my aunt got up to get a glass of water. Luckily, she was half asleep, but it slowed me down.
It's all right. Like you said, you didn't think I was coming.
Why did you come?
Last night was pretty all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if I'm being honest, it made today kind of bearable, looking forward to this.
I need to set this stuff down or I'm going to collapse again.
Here, I'll grab that.
No, it's okay. You've got the backpack. Thanks.
What's in this thing? Feels like 100 juice pouches.
Something like that.
Do you need help setting that up?
No, it's okay. You can grab a drink and just relax. I can calibrate this thing.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually,
What's this? You brought a cupcake?
Oh, God. I ruined the surprise.
What?
Stupid. Okay, one second.
Emmett?
I've got a candle and a lighter here in my pocket.
What?
It was supposed to be a surprise. Shoot.
Is that for me?
Yeah, if I can get the flame to stay... Okay, fine, Florida Breeze. You win. You'll just have to blow out the lighter. Happy late birthday, Lincoln.
You got me a birthday cupcake?
Yeah, well, I figured somebody should celebrate with you, even if you don't care about that stuff. You're 16. That's a big deal. Happy birthday.
Man...
But make a wish and blow it out quick because my thumb is burning.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
Thanks, Emmett.
It's chocolate. I saw you grabbed one at the buffet thing this morning before the tour, so I...
Stole a cupcake from NASA for me?
Is that okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
For sure. Okay, I'm gonna get back to setting this up. Enjoy your cupcake.
Okay. So where'd you get the candle and the lighter?
Oh, junk drawer. Lucked out.
You really didn't think I'd be here tonight?
I don't know.
I guess I gave you a good reason to think that. What were you gonna do if I didn't show?
Look through my telescope and enjoy a cupcake all to myself, probably.
That sounds nice.
This is way better. Hey.
What?
Remember when you stole that pot brownie and we split it during the Orionid meteor shower?
Wow. Yeah. I lifted that off of Bradley Bergdorf. He never found out, I don't think.
Bradley Bergdorf. I love that boy's name.
I can't believe you remember that.
How could I forget? I was so nervous about taking my first trip.
Trip? And your last trip.
For sure, my last trip. I remember I used your stomach as a headrest.
Wait, what?
When we were laying in the grass, looking up at the shower. I remember that because every time you exhaled, it pushed me closer to the meteors, and I was so high, I actually thought I was getting thrown into space.
Oh my god, that's right. You made me hold your hand. So you wouldn't... Yeah, so you wouldn't fly away.
We were very high.
The most high.
The cupcake isn't a pot cupcake, though. Or, I don't know, maybe NASA is into that?
So, today, it looked like you were having fun.
The launch control center? Of course.
When Dennis let you sit in one of the control chairs, I thought you were going to pass out.
So, you're saying my geekiness showed a bit?
Yeah, sure. Just a bit.
Honestly, part of why I thought it was a long shot you'd come again tonight is because you looked like you were miserable the whole time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought you regretted last night, maybe.
No. No, I feel like I can breathe out here with you. If that isn't too weird.
Not weird at all.
Anywhere else, with my dad, not so much.
You kept changing the subject last night whenever I would ask.
I shouldn't have said... I don't want to talk about him.
But
Emmett, really just, you know, drop it, okay?
Okay. I pushed again. Just when you were telling me how comfortable you are out here. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
It's okay. It's not your fault that I hate my dad.
You hate him?
So, what are we looking at tonight?
NGC 5139, Omega Centauri.
No idea what that is.
You really don't remember, like, any of this?
Nope.
Were you just not paying attention back at Deering?
No, I was. I remember stuff, just some things stand out more than others for me. But hey, now you get to show me all over again. That's exciting, right?
Mm-hmm. Pass me a juice pouch.
Fruit punch or grape?
You pick.
Grape it is.
Correct choice, my favorite.
I think I remember that. Incoming.
Thanks. That one of the things that stood out?
One of them. It's warmer out here tonight.
Yeah. So, your dad must miss your mom pretty bad too, huh?
I don't know.
I mean, being without...
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you doing?
I don't...
Why are you pushing this?
I'm not pushing.
Needling. Whatever.
I was just wondering if you guys talk about it.
It?
Yeah, it.
It being how my mom left on a 3-year mission and ruined my life?
That's what you think?
That's what happened.
What exactly happened?
Why do you have to... You're really not good at this, are you?
What?
Talking to people, being a friend or whatever.
I'm sorry, this is my aunt coming through.
What?
We just have each other. And she has a way of persisting on stuff, mostly because she needs to know all the variables, otherwise she goes into full anxiety.
That isn't an excuse for you to try and pull something out of me. You've got no right, man, even if we've got history and I decided to come here again tonight.
You're right, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
All right. It's okay.
So.
Fine, I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't miss my mom or even care about her there.
What do you mean?
I just mean if he does, he's got a messed up way of showing it.
People express things in different ways, and...
Yeah, not like this.
I'm trying to be careful here. I don't want to push again, but... you know, my aunt definitely misses my mom, but she was mad at her for a while. She sort of sprung leaving me with her, and like, I know she likes me as a nephew, but she kind of had to become a temporary parent these past few years. Even though I told her I didn't need that. Like, most of the raising was done. She just had to be there for permission slips or taking my picture when I went to homecoming, you know?
You went to your homecoming?
Is that hard to believe?
Sort of.
Well, I had a great time. By myself.
You went by yourself? Yeah, you mean like a group thing?
Tragically, not even that.
Why would you go to a dance by yourself?
Well, if you must know, nobody wanted to go with me. But I didn't want to miss out on, like, I don't know, a formative life experience. I don't know. I guess because my moms both went to high school dances together.
Your parents were high school sweethearts?
Yeah. Lab partners in the same sophomore chemistry class. Love at first sight kind of thing. Or so the legend goes. So yeah, I pushed through my usual anxiety and went.
How long did you stay?
15 minutes. But I still went.
Do you believe in that?
What?
Love at first sight.
I think maybe. Do you?
My dad's been cheating on my mom while she's been gone.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wait, have you talked to him about it?
How I needed him to be there for me when my mom left and he did this?
But how do you know for sure?
It's just me and him. I know. The only time he leaves me at home when he goes on one of his business trips is when he's seeing... Yeah. I know.
Shit.
Yeah. My dad is an asshole and I don't want anything to do with him, but I'm stuck under that roof until my mom gets back and I graduate.
Are you gonna tell her?
I don't know.
I'm really sorry, Lincoln.
I should tell her. He deserves it. They both deserve it. I'm so angry all the time. Like who does that? Being married is supposed to mean something, right? And when you have a kid, you don't put them through this stuff and screw with his head by cheating or disappearing for 3 years while you test moisture on another planet. She left me, and then he betrayed us. So I gave up.
Is that... No, never mind.
Is that what?
Is that why you disappeared?
Disappeared?
You just stopped showing up, and I always wondered if... Never mind, this isn't...
This isn't about you.
I know. That's why I shouldn't have said anything. Thanks for trusting me with this. You know, I wouldn't have judged you if you told me back then. I promise. I'm just... I feel sad. I'm sorry, Lincoln.
Your mom's... They're out there together. And my family is just... broken.
Together, yeah. I love that they're who they are. I think I first fell in love with space because of them. But it's cruel that they both had to leave.
Do you think one of them would have stayed? I mean, did they ever talk about it?
I think they did, but obviously it didn't happen that way.
Are you mad?
Not mad, more sad. Yeah, just sad. Kind of numb about it in a way. Like, all the time, really.
Yeah, I get that feeling.
I guess because they never asked me.
You know, you never told me that.
We were in middle school. The launch just happened. I think we were maybe trying to push through a lot of stuff. It gets harder to forget when you get older, I think.
I wouldn't have judged you either.
I know.
Do you want the rest of my cupcake?
That's all yours.
Thanks again for this.
So, Omega Centauri, this is one of my personal favorites. Come here and take a look.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
You're looking at about 10 million stars. It's a globular cluster and it has a diameter of 230 light years.
Buzz light years?
Yes, buzz light years. Exactly. It's a width of 230 toys lined up in a row.
This is so cool.
You're looking at the biggest cluster in the Milky Way. It has the mass of about 5 million suns.
Do you even lift, bro?
It's so dumb, but yes, exactly.
I can see why this is your favorite. I bet you still have your Buzz Lightyear.
To infinity and beyond.
I would have gone with you.
Gone where?
To homecoming.
What?
Like a group thing, right? Could have stayed longer than 15 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Wait, they're moving. I told you they're moving.
That's just an optical illusion. The stars are clustered together so densely that it just looks like they're moving.
Are you sure that wasn't a pot cupcake? Because this thing is, like, alive. Wow. I need to rest my eyes. That's crazy. So you're going to study this stuff at Austin because you're a total weirdo and you already know that?
Yeah.
Why Austin?
It's a top school for astronomy. The research I could do there.
You don't want to get out of Texas?
Maybe eventually.
Austin is pretty accepting, right?
You mean like because...
Yeah. It's got to be better than Houston. I thought when somebody came out, they got to leave their dumb hometown and move to like New York or LA or whatever.
And immediately become an influencer or something?
Or something.
Haven't you heard? I'm already an influencer. My mom's went to Mars. I'm famous. I don't know. I'm still figuring all of this out. I only came out like 2 years ago.
You said it was easy, you know, to come out.
I mean, it wasn't easy, but I knew I'd be accepted by my family. It's not easy being open about a lie you've told your whole life.
You've known your whole life?
Pretty much.
So, when we were hanging out, you knew?
Yeah.
How did you know?
I just did.
No, but like, you said you think you believe in, you know, love at first sight. Was it because of someone?
I've had crushes, if that's what you mean.
Both guys and girls?
Yeah.
Like, who? Anybody I know?
You and I go to separate schools.
But you always knew?
Yeah.
I wish you told me.
Why?
Must have been lonely.
It was. It can be.
I guess Austin will be nice then.
I'm hoping.
I mean, I bet you could teach this stuff there. How did you have time to learn all this, plus going to school, plus managing your aunt?
Not having a social life helps.
So what, you go to school and come back home and study more, wake up the next morning and do it all over again?
I like it. Keeps me busy.
Yeah, sure, but there's gotta be other things you do.
I just focus on my studies. It's what I'm good at.
So there's nothing else?
It's not that different from you. Don't make me feel like, I don't know, like an alien or something. You said you don't do anything either.
Sorry, I didn't mean... And my thing is sort of different.
How is it different?
I don't know, it is. I just get the vibe that you never take a breath. Like, all you do is work.
I want to do something with my life.
But I don't?
I didn't say that. It just helps me focus on all of this so I don't...
So you don't what?
So I don't not... I don't not achieve what I want to achieve.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
What don't you buy?
You don't have to tell me, but I know there's more to it than...
You don't know me, Lincoln.
So, the sand is different here.
That's because the sand on Texas beaches are from sediment from the Mississippi River. This is the Atlantic.
You know about beaches too. So, why do they call it Omega Centauri?
You gonna make me feel weird for knowing the answer? Because I read too much or something?
No. Sorry, me being an asshole has, like, a half-life or something. I promise.
Ptolemy first discovered it. But then this guy, Johann Bayer, cataloged it in 1603. They both thought it was a single star. It's in the constellation Centaurus.
And the Omega?
Bayer marked it as the 24th brightest star in the constellation. Omega is the 24th letter in the Greek alphabet. The last one, too.
So, like, what would you have named it?
Me?
Yeah, if you, like, pushed over Ptolemy and this Johann guy and named it before they even found out about it.
So, if I jumped in a time machine, roundhouse kicked Ptolemy in 150 AD, and then cruised over to the 1600s to trip Johann Bayer and then came back here to name it?
Yeah.
Well, John Herschel would then still beat me to it in the 1800s when he identified it as a cluster.
All right, now you're just showing off. Fine, you gut punch him too, then run to the telescope and shout out a name.
How about the Okidoo Cluster?
Look, I know you know I saw you smirking every time he said it today.
I can't ignore it now. Thanks a lot.
No, but seriously, what would you name it?
Beckett Hill.
Our spot in Deering?
Yeah, why not?
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now we just need to figure out time travel.
Easy.
Great.
Did you ever tell your dad about...
I don't want to get back into
that. No, I was talking about... What I was going to ask was, did you ever tell your dad about us at the park?
Nope. You tell your aunt?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
I guess I wanted something to myself. That was our thing. Nobody needed to know or mess it up.
Same. But it still got messed up, didn't it?
Yeah. Did you keep going?
Yeah. In case you decided to come back.
Shit, man. You should have texted me.
We never really did that. and I didn't want to embarrass myself by reaching out and you ignoring me.
I wouldn't have ignored you.
But you kind of did.
How long did you keep going?
A year.
A year?
Well, almost a year. Every night at first, but then less and less.
I mean, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I can't believe I'm such a jerk. I wish I had known you. You kept going.
It's okay.
Emmett.
We're here now. And now you know. And it's fine. We're older now. We were just stupid kids. It's not like just because our parents are friends that we had to be. There wasn't like a rule or anything that you had to stick around.
But we were friends.
I always hoped we were.
Still are.
You are drinking my limited supply of juice pouches.
See, that's what friends do.
Yeah.
Friends also apologize when they've done something totally awful and stupid.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you, Emmett.
How could you have been? It sounds like you haven't been there for yourself either.
Whoa.
I didn't mean to say that.
No, you're kind of right.
I didn't mean to assume that because you're quiet or angry or anything that you aren't there for yourself.
No, I get it. Just never heard anyone say that to me before. Do you forgive me?
Of course. I named a globular cluster after our spot back in Houston. Of course you're forgiven. Hey, listen, again. What?
Maybe it's time.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Probably.
I think we should get some sleep.
Yeah, okay. I disconnected the floodlight sensors outside my house, but even my aunt's middle-of-the-night bathroom routine is pretty involved. Probably for the best to sneak back soon in case she checks on me. Old people pee a lot. What are you doing?
Helping you pack up.
You don't have to.
I want to. We'll throw your bike in the back. Just let me drive you home.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the birthday cupcake.
Thank NASA. And maybe Bradley Bergdorf.
Bradley Bergdorf.
Look Up is a production of Atypical Artists. The voice of Emmett is Evan Bittencourt. The voice of Lincoln is Brigham Snow. Look Up is created, written, directed, sound designed, and produced by Brigham Snow, and executive produced by Lauren Chippen. Foley by Raul Vega and Brigham Snow. Theme and music by Imprisoned. Special thanks to Lillian Holman, Jordan Cope, James Bernard, and The Menaces. For more information on Look Up, head to atypicalartist.co. And make sure to check out our other shows while you're there. Thank you for listening. We hope you join us for the next episode.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.